This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Congressman Tom Price, who represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's a Republican who also chairs the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. And he joins me now to talk about what is emerging, according to many reports, as the Democratic strategy for moving forward some of the most controversial legislation. The strategy? Wait till the election is over, but before the new Congress is sworn in January of next year, when members who vote for controversial issues won't immediately have to face voters. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Greg. Great to be back with you again.
What gives you the indicators that this is the strategy?
Well, there are so many challenges that face us, and the folks in charge right now, Pelosi and Reid and the whole gang, are just essentially refusing to address them. The most recent example is a budget. This Congress, for the first time since 1974, since the Modern Budget Act was passed, refused to pass a budget. They just deemed a certain number that they will spend. So there will be no appropriations bills, apparently, prior to the election. The challenges are out there in the area of energy and their national energy tax, which is what they've been alluding to. They believe they may be able to get it passed in a lame duck. None of their members want to vote prior to the election on anything controversial, so what they're doing is ducking and hiding.
And there are other issues that are being rumored out there. There's cap and trade, as you mentioned. There's also potentially the union card check bill. There's the potential immigration reform bill that the Democrats would like to pursue here. Just how much could they cram into a few weeks?
Well, it all depends. They've shown remarkable aptitude for forcing things through without anybody being able to read them or cogitate about them or discuss them. But this is cynicism at its height in the world of politics. It's also arrogance at its height. They don't believe that they have the votes to be able to pass the egregious kinds of things that they've done. And so, just like the president this past week, nominating and appointing an individual, Dr. Donald Berwick, to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, who could not get through the Senate, doing it in a cynical and a way that the American people just don't respect.
What do you think the impact of this would be in terms of the American people's perceptions, particularly if the Democrats lose a substantial number of seats in the November elections?
Well, I think they're destined to lose a number of seats because they aren't responding to the challenges that face us. But the American people are going to be absolutely irate once again if they push through these issues in the lame duck session. Lame duck session, as your listeners will know, is that time between the election and the time that the new Congress is sworn in. It's the remainder of November after the election and then December. And if there are 30, 40, 50 seat swings in the House and a dozen or so swings in seats in the Senate, what that would mean is that the Democrats would not be able to get any of their agenda through next year, and so they'd be pushing on things like card check, like forced unionization, like the national energy tax, like all of the tax reductions that are set to expire at the end of December. There's going to be the largest tax increase in the history of the nation if nothing is done. We believe that they will not renew those tax increases and hence just let that tax increase occur.
Other than Senate Republicans sticking together for a potential filibuster on some of these issues, what other tactics would your party have during that lame duck session?
Well, what we're calling on is no lame duck session. We believe that the Democrats in charge, that Speaker Pelosi and Harry Reid, ought to be honest with the American people about what it is they want to do, and consequently we ought to act on these issues that need to be acted on this year prior to the election. We think that's the honest and open thing to do, the transparent thing to do, the accountable thing to do. And so we're calling on the Speaker to make certain that there is no lame duck session and believe that the American people ought to be doing the same.
Congressman, you've been down in your district now for a number of days as part of the 4th of July recess that continues through the end of this weekend. What have you heard most of all from your constituents, whether it's about some of these specific issues that could come up in the lame duck session or just how Congress is running in general?
It is these issues, but primarily it's the spending and the deficit. The American people are very wise. They understand that you can't spend more than you take in. They can't do it in their own homes and in their own businesses. It confounds them as to why the federal government believes it can borrow and spend and believe that there's not a day of reckoning. That day of reckoning is very, very close, and people know that. And they're fit to be tied. They want checks and balances in Washington, and the way to do that, they understand and appreciate, is with a Republican House of Representatives this fall.
Just to clarify for our listeners, Congressman, is your call for no lame duck session one that you think should generally be the rule? Democrats might bring up some different legislative issues in the past, including the impeachment of President Clinton that happened in a lame duck session. So is it never a good idea, or just in certain circumstances?
Well, I think with major fundamental changes to public policy, when the balance of power has shifted significantly, that a lame duck session, if any, is necessary, ought to address only some custodial items. To push through items as controversial as a national energy tax, as forced unionization, as the amnesty that that the president wants for illegal immigrants in this country, that's just reckless and again a cynical way to carry on the federal government.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Georgia Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th congressional district, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Coalition of House Conservatives. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.